Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show this morning, eating chicken, animals, sea-doos, and Donnie Baker. But first, this.
And now, the Bob and Tom Show presents another edition of Why the Internet is Much Better Than the Radio. Today's episode, Getting Hit in the Nuts. First, here's the sound of a bunch of guys watching an internet video at work. This one features a horrific, painful, and even life-threatening accident.
Okay, guys, watch this.
Wow, that was great. Now, here's the sound of the same guys listening to the same sounds of the same guy get hit in the same nuts, but on the radio.
Hey, guys, listen to this.
I gotta go back to work.
Well, there you have it, America. Proof positive that when it comes to seeing some poor guy get whacked in the sack, nothing beats the internet.
Especially at work.
Hey, have you guys seen this one?
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Pat Godwin has a beard. Joshy has a beard.
Hi.
Christy, beardless.
I wouldn't say Pat has a beard.
I have a goatee. It's actually Van Dyke.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's because he hasn't dyed it this week, so it blends in with his skin.
No shows this week.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I turn into Elvis next week.
Do you use a different dye in your beard that you use in your hair?
You leave it in longer, so it's a little darker. That's the trick.
Ah, okay.
Really? Right.
Okay. Start first here. And yeah.
Do you dye the chest hair, too?
No.
Okay, I'm just asking. Well, isn't that
Why
kind of
would
a
you
dead...
dye your chest hair? Does he take his shirt off on stage?
Well, you can see it. Dead giveaway. He's got that chest hair, that masculine chest hair, just oozing out of his collar, and the ladies are going to go.
That doesn't sound attractive.
The ladies are going to go. Let's see, dark hair, dark beard. Uh-oh, white pubes. I'm out.
No white pubes yet.
Really?
Yeah, really.
That's what took Hemingway
Who
out.
Who cares? You know? You think a woman really cares if you have white pubes?
So it took
or
Hemingway
not?
Out.
Really?
Saw one white pube and swallowed the shotgun.
Uh-huh.
It's an absolute fact. Written on the walls of Ketchum, Idaho.
I don't think that happened.
Okay, maybe that was my theory. But the point is, welcome back to the Bob and Tom program. We've got some great animal stories coming up. Christy, is this one of them?
A South Korean man has been acquitted on charges he tried to avoid compulsory army service by fattening himself up with fried chicken and alcohol.
Oh,
so I guess maybe it is an animal story because chicken's involved.
It's the Homer Simpson.
Yeah.
He's trying to get on disability by being over 300 pounds.
Prosecutors argued that the unnamed 22-year-old intentionally gained weight and slouched during his physical exam to ensure he would have a higher body mass index at the time of the exam. The judge in the case, Shim Hun Zhu, said the man's been considered obese since the age of 10 and that he weighed 225 pounds in high school, making it difficult to conclude that his weight gain was intentional.
Man, in Korea, that is fat.
The district court did rule in the college student's favor, by the way.
So he doesn't have to go into the army?
No.
They have compulsory army service, obviously.
Yes.
Draft, the whole thing. Okay.
This is South Korea, by the way.
Okay. It's ironic to a degree if they said it was fried chicken.
Yes.
Because, I think there's a certain irony there. Colonel Sanders keeping him out of the army. General Tso.
Oh, geez.
Do you hit the T when you order that?
General Tso. I'll be General Tso.
What do you? How do you do that?
General Tso.
General Tso sick chicken. That's
yeah.
Yeah.
He's more famous for that than anything you did in life.
Wouldn't I thought it was General Chow for a little
That's
bit.
That's what I thought.
But.
Is it pronounced chow? I've been getting it wrong all these years.
I don't think so.
I've never been corrected when I've said so, but maybe.
Maybe they got tired of correcting us Americans.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's probably
like,
it.
You know what? Well, let them have
okay.
it.
Okay. All right, Americano.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you say chow, you get more pubes in
they
it.
They give us a pretty wide berth, I think, with what we say things.
Yeah. Yeah. Waiting on your hand and foot, you fat jackass.
That's a weird term.
You think that's what's going through every server's mind at a Chinese restaurant?
Whatever you want, you fat jackass.
Dude, you know, I mean, the workers at a Chinese buffet have to be going, oh, America's the most gluttonous place I've ever been to. It's just these fat people marching in and out.
Only time I've ever seen them run is when we bring out the crap list.
But no dessert worth a damn.
No, that's for sure.
Hello, Bob and Tom show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie, how are you, sir?
I always use that line, Tom, when I'm in a drive-thru and the person in front of me takes forever. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you getting, you fat ass? What are you taking? Yeah. I swear to God. And so this dude who's accused of getting all porked up, he did it because he didn't want to go in the Korean Air Force, so?
Well, actually, it was the Army, yes. But the judge ruled the guy apparently was already obese and didn't get fat on purpose. Who knows?
You know, I heard Elvis did the same in 76 to avoid being drafted for the Cold War.
No, Elvis was, he served this country. What am I doing? I can't.
You laugh, Josh, but if your boss was named the Colonel, I'd be a little nervous.
Yeah.
You know, I know a bunch of middle-aged housewives that have ate a bunch on purpose and put on weight just to get out of having to be married to the Lord Kings they're stuck with.
Really?
I swear to God. Then as soon as her husband leave for their secretary, side piece, or Uber driver, she files for divorce, gets a house and all the alimony out of it.
Alimony?
Alimony.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, using her husband's money, she's at the gym with her new personal trainer, Rico McGirth Rod or something.
Oh. The old divorce
Christy,
diet.
You laugh, but it's diabolical. Because these women, they drop all this weight, they get back in shape, and then she go catch herself a new man and do it all over again.
Mm. Mm.
It's
really?
The most basic go-digging move there is. It's like using stink bait to catch catfish or any bottom feeder.
Really?
My Aunt Putty's done this play on all seven of her ex-husbands. I swear to God. She gets so many alimony checks at the liquor store where she cashes them in.
Uh-huh.
They only charge her 4% instead of the usual 1.75% because they make so much money off of her.
They charge her 4%.
Yeah, I'll hang up and listen to your answer.
Was there a question? Okay, well, thank you, Donnie. Well, now, we have explored Thailand and Korea today in the news, not to mention dogs, but we have a lot of other animals in the news
today.
Lots
of animals in the news today.
Do you want to educate these guys about the Eastern Hellbender?
A rather unsightly critter known as, Tom mentioned, the Eastern Hellbender, has been voted Pennsylvania's official amphibian.
Hmm.
The House voted 191-6 to honor the nocturnal salamander with this distinction on Tuesday. A somewhat unsightly salamander is sometimes known as a snot otter.
That's nice.
Lasagna lizard or mud devil.
Now, Josh, I've got a picture of this thing here. I want you
They're
to come
look
at this.
They're also called devil dog, ground puppy, and Allegheny alligator.
Come here and look at this thing. It is
the salamander can grow to be more than 2 feet long and is battling declining numbers across much of its range in the United States.
It looks like someone slimed up an alligator that was about 2+ feet long and ran over it with a tire.
Yeah, they're big, huh? Flat.
Yeah. They're really, really ugly.
Representative Garth Everett, who helped shepherd the bill through the House, said, quote, "Not many people have actually seen hellbenders. They live only in very clean streams and they live under rocks. According to the Center for Biological Diversity, Eastern hellbenders are the largest North American amphibian."
Man, they are. This one's eating a crawdad.
See that.
They're really gross looking.
Got to be careful. You get pinched.
Oh.
The other nicknames for them are pretty funny.
Yeah.
The snot otter.
Snot otter.
Snot otter.
Mud devil.
Yeah. We used to call them mud puppies.
Yeah.
We'd see them occasionally.
These things?
Yeah. In Torch Lake. Yeah. They've scared the hell out of me. They look like little alligators that are all greasy and awful. Although the word hellbender, it sounds like.
I like that name.
Sounds like a
it sounds
movie.
Like a, yeah, or yeah, it sounds like a weekend.
Fun
with
fun weekend.
Yeah,
it does. Or the opening band for Godsmack.
Right. Yeah. Hellbender.
Let's see, which comedian do we know would be going on a hellbender?
Oh, Kreischer's
back in the
out
day.
There somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, yes. Kreischer back in the day, certainly. Yeah, but snot otter. God, that's, if you see one of these things, you're going to go, yep, those are all valid names.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Allegheny alligator, the mud devil, the lasagna lizard.
Will they bite you?
I don't know. I've never been
I don't
around.
Think
you?
So. They're just they gross looking. I don't. I think they're pretty probably
kind of fascinating looking.
Actually, they're known for just swimming up and giving you the most tender kiss you've ever had.
Aww,
just anywhere
nice.
On the skin, just
Yeah, if I saw one of these again, I'd
You're immediately overwhelmed by feelings of love.
Yes, yeah.
If you saw one of these, you'd lose your mind.
I remember seeing mud puppies in Torch Lake, and they just scared me. They're really harmless, but they're just gross. It's disgusting. They're really... If you'd looked at a picture of one of these things, it's really disgusting.
How about this story, Tom? This would make you upset. Police say an unruly customer at a restaurant in Ohio pulled an iguana from under his shirt, swung it around, and threw it at the manager.
God, I would have shot him. I would have.
Painesville police were called to the Perkins restaurant around noon Tuesday. Why does everything happen at Perkins? I don't know what's going on
there. Because the Walmart was full.
Perkins is rocking it, man.
They have great pie there. Police apprehended the suspect a few blocks away. The 49-year-old was charged with disorderly conduct.
I wasn't listening.
I assume
this. I assume this happened in Florida.
No,
it was
Ohio.
In Painesville, Ohio.
Oh, really? Oh,
near Cleveland.
Fair guess, though.
He must be from Florida.
The lizard, whom they named Copper, was taken to the Lake County Humane Society to be checked by a veterinarian. Yeah. So don't throw your iguana at a manager.
The guy took his pet iguana into a restaurant.
Yeah.
Had it in his shirt. Classic. Like a real weirdo.
Look how he loves me. And my belly keeps him warm.
I'm running for Congress.
Copper's my running mate.
Authorities in Florida trapped an 8-foot, 5-inch long alligator at a Walmart. The Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office said
now, slow down for a second. Think about that. You're in the Walmart. You're getting something. Got to get a new cooler. You walk around the corner. And there's an 8-foot alligator staring at you.
That's mostly tail. The mouth is like,
yeah. Oh. Yeah. But. He's in a Walmart. There are a lot of other things in
a
Walmart.
He's probably right there outside the Walmart.
He was inside.
He's in the store.
No, but how he got there, he just probably lives out back or something.
Still not the scariest thing in a Walmart.
True. I've seen the skin on those alligators. Probably just look like one of those really leathery Floridians.
Oh, whoa.
With some bent over old lady. Oh, is that the greeter? Oh my God, it's an alligator.
Welcome to Walmart.
Oh, God.
A trapper was called to get the alligator out of the store in Wimauma. I don't know where that is.
How far is that from the land?
Now, if it would have been a crocodile, God. They're more exotic. A crocodile would have been in a Target.
Oh, yeah, they're a little more.
Target's a step up.
They're more bougie. Yeah.
Love my Target.
Oh.
No one was injured in
the incident. Finest shopping carts in the department store business.
Oh, Target shopping carts?
Is that your contention?
Oh, yes.
They're big. Opinion. They're plastic. They have the stuff you can wash the handles with.
Yeah. I tell you what Target has that no one else has. What? And why they're so successful.
The Starbucks inside.
I got one word for you.
I know what you're going to say. I'm going to write it down right now.
All right. You write it down right now. Yep. See if anybody else want to write it down, want to play, see if I'm right. The one thing puts Target over the top. Write it down.
Well, I saw what he wrote down. So
popcorn.
Yep.
Really?
Oh. It's a popcorn. Popcorn, we got a match. Huh? That's right.
So you get it.
You get it?
Of course
now,
I get the
now,
popcorn.
Do you get it when you walk in, you buy it, and then eat it as you're shopping?
And then I touch everything I come in contact with popcorn greasy fingers.
You don't get it? Why not?
Because it's salty. Really salty.
Far too delicious.
Yeah, far too much flavor for you.
Too crunchy. Too much fun.
Too good. Mouth feel. Too nice.
Yeah. Tom, have you ever eaten department store food?
Discount
store.
Discount store food?
Oh, you mean like at a box store or something like that?
Yeah. Never.
Mm-mm. You can get a hot dog for a dollar, that kind of thing.
No.
Stewart sandwich, put that in the oven.
Never.
Really?
Never.
Man, even I would have to be pretty desperate to go into a Target and buy a hot dog.
As much as I love Target, there are so many other nice places to eat right near my Target.
Exactly.
Have you ever had a hot dog at the movie?
Never. Never.
I have.
Uh-huh.
It was when I worked at a movie theater.
I just had a hot dog and I went to see Shazam.
Really? You got yourself the dog, huh?
I had a lovely dog.
Mustard and the onions in the packet?
Plain.
Thank you.
I can't, I don't know. There's a time and a place for them. I can't stand it when the guy next to me at an NFL game walks by with 18 burritos just oozing with greasy tomato sauce all over my pants.
Really?
All over your
Why are they on your pants, first of all?
What a jerk you are.
Do you ever have fun?
I have lots of fun. I just want guys eating their crappy food. Eat that in the restaurant. Have a hot dog. This is America.
The more traditional sports foods.
So,
too.
What should they be allowed to serve at the NFL game?
Anything they want. You don't bring it back. You don't have to bring your your, you know, five cheese tacos with the sauce dripping all over me. And, excuse me, pardon me. So
you like?
Can I wipe my hands on your shirt?
Eat out in the concourse, not in the seat. Is that
preferably?
What you're
or you can bring a hot. I don't know. I'm with. There's certain things that the hot dog was the great food for baseball games because it was so portable. It was easy. It was fun.
Until you put relish and onions
and now
mustard.
It's. Well, we're having a lobster bisque served in a bowl. This isn't a restaurant. It's a football game. Sorry.
Anybody deliver hot dogs this early? Probably not.
Now you want a hot dog?
That sounds good.
Does sound good.
Okay, so
I can't have it, though.
Why?
I have gravy in my veins.
Oh, that's right.
I went to the doctor, yeah.
Oh, that's right. We forgot to get that Guinness Book of World Records your cholesterol got the other day.
I haven't had it. You want to get some hot dogs with buns?
What's the old joke? My blood type is oh no.
Actually, no. In Pat's case, it was oh something else.
0.08.
Hey. Long time ago.
Oh, wait.
That
we're
was
back.
A long time ago.
We're under
I
one
apologize.
Again.
I was
making progress.
I have what could be the ultimate condescending windbag.
Okay.
Oh, please.
Eastern hellbenders and mud puppies are actually two different species. Mud puppies are smaller, 4 to 6 inches maximum. Give you some content for that windbag bit.
Well done. That's our new vice president.
What's
his
jerk.
Name? Well, the ones we had were like a foot and a half. Maybe they were just incorrectly.
I know, caught. A Torch Lake. Yes, I know. The center of the universe.
In Michigan.
Oh, sorry.
We all know.
Well, did you ever vacation anywhere else?
Michigan this, Michigan
sure.
that.
Sure. Lots of different places.
Really?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Did you summer? And
if you had your way, you'd still be up in Michigan every
south
summer.
South of France.
I am I'm going to Torch Lake this summer.
Are you
really?
Seriously?
Yes. Yeah.
With your brother?
You know what?
Is that your fishing spot?
I don't feel bad about what I'm going to say, even in the slightest, because we were headed there anyway. We're not friends anymore. You and Torch Lake and Grandpa can suck my ass.
Well, you were invited.
Is this the fishing trip?
Yeah, I think it'll be a fishing trip.
Am I invited on the fishing
trip? No,
of course.
Now, how big is this boat that you and your brothers are on?
You know what he's trying to say.
There are two boats.
Because he's assuming you are you, and his brothers have to be at least the same size, if not large.
That's not where I'm going.
That's exactly what you're saying.
No, I'm definitely the biggest Arnold boy.
No, I'm not. That's not where I was going. Because, no, we named your one brother. Whose boat did we name?
John's.
John, we named his boat.
It's a mouth.
Sorry.
I forgot the pun part.
Are you doing shots?
Wait a minute. Hold it.
That was unfortunate.
Josh, good news. We're friends again.
No, we named his boat. We named his boat Bass the Fish. Bass to Mouth.
Because you catch a fish and then you eat it.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Ace, can you explain wordplay to Josh?
I forgot the joke part.
We named his boat Bass to Mouth. It's a bass boat.
Yes. Oh, my God.
And
I offered
to pay for him to have this painted on his boat, and apparently his wife declined.
Yeah, his wife reminded him, hey, you have two daughters who can read. So we can still name my brother Jeff's boat.
Okay.
What about Joey Wednesday? Why didn't he have a boat?
Oh, he will one day. He's working to it.
How many brothers are there?
Is that your goal? Because you've got a two-car garage, right?
I've been told I'm in charge of buying the Sea-Doos.
Ooh.
So,
Sea-Doos?
Buying them?
Are you going to store them?
Why would you buy a Sea-Doo? You don't live anywhere near a lake.
Well, they bought the boats.
So you're going to have to haul them all the way.
I know. I said, hey, I go, maybe I'll buy it, but you guys are keeping it and taking care of it.
You know how hard they are to maintain? Crazy.
Really?
Why?
Really?
How many are you buying? Two?
I priced them. I might be buying a quarter of one.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.